Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two, right here on the grid. This is Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh here. One more hour to go. Having some fun on a football Friday. Talking some team totals, talking some prop bets here. Full Major League Baseball cards, and I do have a couple plays that I really do like. Have a nice hot week here on the dials, which is nice. But let's hit the phone lines, 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. We got Moose on a Friday. He's loose. What's good?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today? Well, I hope.
Very good.
Good. Hey, I got a question for Kevin. K-Dub, what is the sack projections for Myles Garrett this year?
You know,
I think last year, if I remember right, I thought he got 16 last year.
Yeah, last year he was right towards the top. If you remember, but he finished third with 16, as you mentioned, but he was quite far off of T.J. Watt, who led the league with 22.5. Myles Garrett also played the full season as well. That 16 is where he's topped out in his career. So would they really hang it that high again? I doubt it. If you're making me set a number, 14 maybe for Myles Garrett is the number, maybe 14.5.
You know that first game when they're playing Carolina, that's gonna be a must watch, I tell you, because you know they know Mayfield very well, and
sure.
But hey, Donnie, I have another question for you. How do you like your burgers cooked? Are you a simple kind of guy? Just some cheese, a tomato, onions, pickle?
Yeah, I'll tell you, like when I grill, right, it's usually I like to go, I don't want to say all out. Like I like the option of lettuce, tomato, and onion. Sometimes I will eat it that way. Sometimes I'll eat it plain. But I if you say what's the perfect burger, I probably would have a little bit of lettuce, tomato, and onion on that, yes.
Well, and the reason I ask is because, you know, tomorrow I'm going to get out on the grill and I'm going to cook up the Red Tail burger. But I added 3 more to the menu, all right? And it's my money menu, okay? So first, I'm going to start off with your producer, all right? I've got the JPB burger, okay? Ooh. Then for DRS, I've got the Donnybrook burger.
There you go.
And then I have for K-Dub, okay, I got the K-Dub burger, and that's going to be a double patty because you got to go dub for double.
There you go.
Yeah.
See that?
And,
and feed right into it.
And and then I'm going to put a few surprises and a couple twists on them. So I sent JP the text, and he got the picture.
Good.
That was my chicken.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. So that kind of validates my cooking for tomorrow. And oh, by the way, they're going to be done with a special blend of brisket and chuck, and like an 80-20 Wagyu beef, and we're going to go ciabatta buns. You know, those square, really thick, nice, fluffy buns.
Yep. Carb guy.
Yep.
I know. Yeah. Sounds like a deal right now.
But,
sounds like it. By the way, 13 and a half, it looks like, was the sack prop here for Miles Garrett coming into this season. Sean sent that in through Twitter. Thank you. Yeah.
Nicely done.
All right. So I'm gonna take care of business tomorrow, and you guys will have your I'm gonna shoot some photos and maybe do a little video off my phone.
I like it. That's the way you do it. It's the way you do it after the Moose is living his life here on a Friday. Yep, go ahead.
And then as far as Sprite, 7-Up, and Sierra Mist, I would classify those as a mixer for my Tito's.
Gotta go. Oh, that is a good answer.
You know,
a mixer, a chaser. Yeah, there you go. All right. So now we got in on it. So you know,
yes, sir.
We only have a few minutes left here in the segment here. So thanks for the call once again. There, Moose chilling on a Friday, bringing the heat. There, little Miles Garrett talk, little food talk, and also chiming in with what should we call some of these clear drinks. Now we're going to get into this after, and I don't want to waste it, but that's pretty interesting that. You know, when you say those three things, it means different to whoever's calling in or whoever's listening, because I need to hear what it was actually called. So maybe we can get into that. And we're going to certainly do that after the break. Now, I don't even know where it's going to go. Like, I really don't even know where it's going to go.
The nice thing is we have bonus items as well.
Yeah.
Some Jersey, some regional Jersey sayings that were tossed around. Were met with big time question marks from a Jersey local, and I can't wait. Now, even though you're kind of a Philly guy, you're a Jersey guy when we need you to be. We might have an all timer on our hands. Tough to say early, but I'm excited.
Man. Nicknames coming in for this stuff. I can't wait to see what happens here. That's what we do. Hour number two on a Friday. It's time to let loose. 844-843-6879. If you want to get involved, it's Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh right here on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Next up on the Sports Grid Radio Network is The Money Line with two guys that know nothing about pizza. That would be Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Stick right here.
I mean, let's see that? See the slander right there? Now, Ben's right about one. I mean, one guy knows pizza, me. Maybe K-Dub doesn't. But that's just slander coming into Money Line. And by the way, the highest rated show on the network, I've been told multiple times behind the scenes.
Well,
so show some respect to us here.
Yeah,
come on.
Absolutely. But no, but he ran at the opportunity to give us our own custom-made intro. I mean, that's what the headline reads to me when I hear that. Now, we got a lot of important topics to get to.
We do.
But how much am I going to have to pay you to come have some of my patented Queen's pizza? And you know what pizza I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Chicken bacon ranch slice, man, ravioli slice. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can plug it into your GPS. You know exactly how to get there. So what's the deal?
Like, I think we probably need to have some sort of segment where it's like, all right, let's just get like six or seven different slices of pizza. And I can tell you one, there's never just going to be a cheese slice. Nobody's going to call it that.
No.
So. You know what I mean? No, but it's no just like have a taste. Like, all right, what do you think about this? Give me a rating on this pizza. Even how wild it is to have, like, you know, ziti ragout pizza and all this nonsense here. Mm. I mean, I would try it because I'm just a food connoisseur at the time.
Sure.
But getting back to Ben, I mean, we know nothing about pizza. I mean, this guy, I mean, I could see, like, you know what I mean? Like, Ben, we go into a pizza shop, right? Me, you, and Ben.
That's right.
You say, you know, let me get a couple slices. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever you want, pepperoni. Let me get a couple.
No, no, hold on. No, I said what? I asked for a few. Certainly not just one. All right. All right.
Exactly. Like, we're going to try pizza here. So you wrote right off the bat, like, let me get a large pie. Like, oh, Kev's ordering for everybody. He's like, no, I'm not. Let's get a large pie over here so I can enjoy. But the heat coming off there was so, like, you know what I mean? You ordering your slices. I'm getting a couple pieces of pizza. Ben's like, do you make your pizza with, like, soy? I mean, come on now, Ben. You know what happened. You know what I mean?
Next up on the Sports Grid Radio Network is the Money Line with two guys that know nothing about pizza. That would be Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Stick right here.
I mean, that was unprovoked, too, by the way. Yeah, that was really unprovoked. And the fact that I think he called you and said, make sure you listen to what I said is even worse. So that means he's asking to be called out on the carpet. Now, look, he's not the only show that preempts into another show, right? So correct me if I'm wrong. And I'm very – if you go back on any one of the shows that I've closed out here on this network, it's always very complimentary. And if I remember last – Monday is when I get the chance to actually go on the morning after. So when I hype that show up, yeah, it's going to be a pretty good one there.
Interesting, yeah. I like, though, that you're going to have to write your slander on your little note cards, which you still have to
check. Yeah, they don't even go up anymore. Now I might have to actually put them up because it's really going to throw me off base. Like, 3, 2, 1, you're on live. Like, I don't even know what to say right now. Where's my cue cards over here?
Do you still keep them to the side just in case?
No, No, I don't. I'll tell you what I do. I've said 844-843-6879 a million times, and every single time I say it, my eyes look down at a pad of paper that has that telephone number as if I don't know where I'm working at this point or whatever it is. But that's the way it's always going to be here. Now, let's start to set the table here. So we're, you know, ripping Ben's a little bit too easy here. Now, we're getting into what these drinks are called, what people think of them, 7-Up. Yes. Sprite, Sierra Mist, all in the same genre of soda. Yeah. So how did this start, and what are we getting into here?
So there was a conversation, I guess, where someone decided to say if you drink Sierra Mist instead of Sprite, there's no respect coming your way. Like, you're drinking lower-level soda, like, you deserve to be slandered for it. Yeah. And someone then said, interesting. And it, well, hold on, what do you disagree? And then it was, well, I don't usually drink white sodas.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that was the description put forward of those there. Now, the defense was, hold on a minute, there's chocolate and white chocolate. Like, what's the difference? Now, does that not fly to you? There's soda and then there's white soda?
I've never even heard of that in my life. So I hope that wasn't the regional thing that us guys in Jersey call it white soda, which is hilarious. Like, because I've heard every sort of explanation for everything around. I've never in my life even thought or heard somebody go, do you like soda? Yeah, I like white soda. I don't like, you know, Pepsi. Like, what? What are you talking about?
So here's the truth of the matter. It was me. It was me. It was me all along.
Really?
Right? Yes, it was. To which I then turned to our guy, Brian, and I said, well, how would you describe him? And he's like, lemon soda, I guess, which is what you said before.
Yeah.
But I truly never drink them, ever, unless it's like a good – which is why I like the mixer answer from Moose so much, because that would pretty much be the only
– Yeah.
But the thing is, you know how it goes. You've done this. You get in the foxhole then, so I start throwing defense mechanisms there.
Yes.
They're kind of never backing down. Wrong. No. Yeah. They're kind of backing down. They're like, man, I really never heard that. And I go, yeah, me either until about 10 minutes ago, though. Like, I'd never said that before in my life. But it was just the way I had described it. But that was the end of what was a day full of descriptions.
Okay.
I'll keep the heat off of someone for a minute here. Now, everyone knows the boardwalk in Jersey.
Sure.
I, our guy Fasan said, "Yeah, I'm going down to the boards."
Is no, I've heard
that
before.
Fly?
Yes.
Okay, that flies.
Yes, it does.
How about
it
that?
Does. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's good to hear then.
I would like
that's
to. I would really like
because
if I never heard that, I would have slandered that right away. But I have heard that absolutely before in my life, so I can't slander that. But I would love to slander, but I can't.
Now here's the second one. Text messages flying about weekend plans being mentioned.
Now hold on, before you get to that, did somebody have an issue with it being called the boards?
Brian had never heard it before. Now he didn't dislike it.
Oh, okay. Because I thought there was an argument in the room, like that's ridiculous. I lived on the boardwalk and nobody ever called it that. You know what I mean? Like
Brian is from Jersey and Fasano and I are not. So he kind of Fasano's not even gonna engage all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, like that's just what I call it. And he's like, Ryan did say, he goes, if I called, texted my boys down to the boards this week, nobody would answer. Like, nobody's responding to that.
Yeah.
But here was the text messages flying about over the weekend, right? Let me try and actually read this to you, and I'll let you decipher. Because, again, maybe you won't think much of it. Hold on a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. Here it goes. There's two text messages, right?
Okay.
I will be in NJ this weekend, DTS on Saturday. A couple of other messages were exchanged, and then also, same person, DTS on Saturday probably, and more so during the day would be my guess. Now, do you know what DTS
is? No, because I don't want to even try to guess it, but that's something I probably should know right off the bat. I have no idea what DTS is.
I, through having some
down
context
to shore?
Clues, well, yeah, down the shore, I was able to figure it out. now, here's the problem with that, right? We're in a group chat with many of Jersey folk. Well, who do you think is out there exclusively writing DTS? The LA kid. I mean, this guy, man, doesn't know from head to toe, and he's out there saying, I'm DTS. I mean, what is he doing?
Yeah, there's other things like DT. You're trying to put it together as a whole nother genre at that point. And I'm saying, you know what? I doubt it's going that direction at this point here. So, you know what I mean? But
sure, picking up the
nobody ever, exactly. Nobody ever was like, let me shorten this down where everybody knows, hey, what are you doing this weekend? DT. No, nobody's saying that. You're writing that out. I'm going down to the shore. Never in a million years has anybody ever used in my timeline DTS, meaning down the shore. Absolutely not.
That was, and the best was it was presented, it wasn't like I'm going down the shore.
Yes.
And then.
Everybody should know this.
Abbreviated it moving forward. It was the only introduction to the topic.
Yeah.
My DTS.
We got a lot to mill through over the final half hour of this show. So make sure you stick with us right here. This is Moneyline on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on the radio on a Friday. This is Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. If you want to get involved in the show, you know how to do it. 844-843-6879. Having some fun talking about clear sodas down the shore here on the East Coast, and also some football topics as well as mixed in with Major League Baseball. Big card tonight in Major League Baseball, and a solid card that we hit a majority of the games this morning on the early line. But I do have three wagers in today, which I'd be more than happy to give away at the end of the show, as usual. But you know what I'm looking towards in Major League Baseball? You see some of these divisions already wrapped up at this point, right? Dodgers basically have this wrapped up. If you want to include two teams, the Cardinals and the Brewers are 14 games ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates. So where's that fight going to be? You take a look here at the Astros, 11.5 games up, and then the Yankees, 10.5 games up. There's not a lot of intrigue out here. And quite frankly, the divisions with the intrigue, Twins Guardians, are they really going to do any damage in the postseason? You know, you take a look at what's the other one here that was a little bit lower? And I guess you could say the Cardinals and the Brewers. Not a ton of intrigue out here as you jockey for positions, but I do still think it's going to be an exciting finish to the Major League Baseball season, and those eyes are all on San Diego and if they can send some chills in the spine of the Dodgers, which they tee it up tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those things to me. So it's a three-game set. What are you looking for here? Series is in San Diego, right? Pitching matchups look like they're going to be LA, Gonsolin, Minaya. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said it wrong, even though that's what I meant. Yeah. Gonsolin, Minaya, Heaney, Clevinger, Anderson, Darvish. Like, if you take one out of – here's how I would describe it. If you win the series, you have to feel amazing. If you can take – I think taking one, though, is kind of a bare minimum here for me on San Diego. Can't get swept.
Yeah, no, they can't. And I do think they'll be able to come up with – but this is one of those where – it's not where, again, even if, let's just say San Diego sweeps the Dodgers, it doesn't even really have an impact all that much for me on the race because it's still going to be hard to make up roughly 8, 9, 10 games, whatever it's going to be at that point here. But I do think they can send that first shot across the bow. And even though they still don't have Fernando Tatis yet in that lineup, but with Juan Soto there, it's one of those series where it used to be in the past, like, the Dodgers are playing the San Diego Padres, and even when it was being played in San Diego, it was 90% Dodger fans that would flood that stadium. It's not going to be that way anymore. I think that's pretty good. Like, when you start to flip it over and the Dodgers come back to San Diego, which they're now selling out midweek games because they're fired up over, you know, getting Juan Soto and Josh Bell and Tatis coming back soon, that's not going to turn into a fun rivalry where one rivalry, which is a lot of hatred, will always be hatred, the San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers. The Dodgers just say, man, string them up again. We're going to pound them. I believe the longest win streaks in the history of that series, they just tied it. 8 in a row, they've beaten the San Francisco Giants now.
They're going to be getting after it pretty soon, though, again. That's the series for the Dodgers after this Padres series. So the Giants better make – who do the Giants get to play now? They better try and make some hay here. Are they off on a Friday?
Are they on the East? Yeah, I don't know. It's funny that you said that, too, because I don't remember bringing up their game. Maybe it's kind of odd here. So what's the Saturday game? Where are they at? SF Rodon versus Aller. So is Oakland off tonight as well? I believe they are. Boy, that's odd. I think you guys get a Major League Baseball team at this point, and they're like trying to say, hey, we want to make sure we're Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every week we're at home because that's our big money market games. Yeah, imagine that. Like, hey, what's going to pass on a Friday night at this point? I wonder how that's even possible or who even built that in at that point. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, like, are they is it trying to justify the move even more? Like, look at this. We couldn't even, you know, like, lower the number of tickets sold.
Yeah, exactly. We want to play all our games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at home. You know what I mean? Where you don't even have a chance to build up your fan base at that point. It was always the one where the Clippers and the Lakers out there. Like, why do the Lakers always get to play Sunday night out there? And why do the Clippers seem like they're playing midweek games? I guess the Clippers didn't care because wasn't enough fans for them to actually care about at this point. But there are games. Actually, one is currently underway. How about that? I'm going to let that one slip quickly away. Let me just set the table for this one. Marlins and the Cubs, top of the first inning here. And it looks like it's Steele on the mound versus Cabrera. I mean, whoever that actually is. 7.5 is a total, closed at a -146 favorite. So not a lot of love for that game, as quite frankly, I didn't even know that was starting up. Phillies, Gibson versus Gray. That'll be the first game off the card tonight based on the rotation, 903, 904. But there are a couple good ones. I don't have the Phillies on my card tonight, but I got to tell you, like, one of those where you say, like, hey, if I had, like, the Phillies under team total 5, like, whew, thank goodness that game ended. Why don't they take it out of my pocket? Like, I had a game canceled on me on Wednesday night. Still went 2-0. Yeah. The third game gets canceled out. Last night, shot out to a 2-0. And I'm like, hey, man, Phillies, just come on, just play back. Now, also, can you read into a little bit of that? Major League Baseball office is out here. Phillies want to win, right? Like, hell yeah, cancel this. Nationals, hey, guys, you want to sit out here for another 2 hours and see if you get this underway? You know what? We don't even want to risk winning this game. Why don't we just take it on the chin here? Because anytime, it's really rare that you see a game that gets just to the, you know, midway part where it's official and they end it. They always try to play through something. I'm seeing the Nationals going, hey, you know what? Let's not risk it tonight, boys. See you tomorrow.
But honestly, like, I know that it's a little embarrassing, but what's the point? I mean, what is the point, right? Especially in a 162-game landscape, it is just such a meaningless game for that organization right now that it's not that surprising to see it ultimately land that way.
Yeah, sit it out till 10:45, get back on the field, it's wet out there, you got another 2.5 hours for the game to go, it turns into midnight, and like, you know what? we don't even care if we win or not. It's not that big of a deal. Phillies loved it. Hey, look, played a half of a game here. Syndergaard wasn't pitching all that well. You don't have to expand your bullpen there for the next day. So it worked out in their favor. Now, you know what's interesting? I talked a little bit earlier, switching gears here in the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, just an interesting, you know, dynamic between those two guys who share agents, quarterback-coach relationship. They're basically tied to the hip. But I didn't fail to realize also that he's been out. I'm talking about Kyler Murray. For the last 5 days with COVID, and has just been sitting in on Zoom, you know, in the meetings with the team at that point. Any thought process behind that where he's just, I don't know, it just seems like an odd. It could go either way for me for the Arizona Cardinals. Would I be surprised if they're like, hey, a good team, make the playoffs, win 11 games, or they win 6 games and it's like everything has to change and Cliff Kingsbury gets blown out of Arizona?
How did they skip the honeymoon period?
I don't know.
How did it immediately go bad after signing that contract, nailing everything down? Right,
like, they both got extensions.
Yeah, like that. Like everything should have been good for a while, and maybe someone like yourself is like, yeah, but that's not going to last. Like you're able to get that takeoff. Like they didn't enjoy 24 hours of peace and calm. Like it immediately blew up here and turned into an issue. So it's been very, very puzzling to watch this whole Arizona Cardinals thing, because I know obviously the biggest issue was the study stuff, so I can't say if he didn't get the contract to make my point, but everything that's happening, doesn't it sound like, man, this guy is going to request a trade any minute now? Like, isn't that just the vibe you get?
It is a vibe, and also, not enough was brought up about this, because you can ease the fears, right? When we start to talk about the Rams and, you know, Matthew Stafford's elbow, you know what they can tell you? And we're not expecting that big of a deal. He's a veteran guy, knows how to handle his body. He'll be right by week one. Cool, all right, put the fire out here. But you never got the justice where that news comes out, somebody feeds a beat writer, look at this addendum put into the contract. This guy obviously doesn't study. They need him to study for 4 hours. You know how this ends? Hey, Cliff. Does he not study? Are you kidding me? Like he leaves after I do. Like, I leave the facility 11 at night. Sometimes I walk by and I see Kyler Murray in there all by himself, even if he's not. You just put that to bed and say, hey, kid, I got you. I need you to study more. You know I do. But I'm not going to let you twist in the wind out here and let everybody make fun of you saying, like, you don't put in the time. I did that because I trust you're going to make the right decisions in the future and we're going to win games. Nobody said anything. Cliff Kingsbury never came out and said, man, what, are you kidding me? This guy studies just as much as anybody else in the building. Never said that. And when you're silent on that, that means there's a real issue in the building between these two guys.
100%. And like you would think they have the perfect mediator. Like, I imagine the Cardinals are looking around a little bit like, what do they pay you for? Like, this is like perfect for us, like this connection point here. And you guys aren't able to, like, make this work? Come on. So that's the thing, because you know what's funny? To tie this into something we've been talking about, doesn't that division feel up for grabs now on the heels of the Stafford news? Niners are a little bit off platform, and the Seahawks are a mess. Like, we should be able to turn to what Arizona did last year, how great they were, and be able to say, you know, like, how many people are out there betting Arizona Cardinals futures right now? Not many.
No, they're not. And you look at that, you're right. Seattle was off the mark, and there was even a report that came out today, which makes me laugh, and it's kind of unfair. It's they believe, talking about the 49ers, that Trey Lance is going to be a really good quarterback, but they have some concerns. Well, because he hasn't been out there yet. You don't just say, like, he's going to be the greatest quarterback we've ever seen when he hasn't played. So I got to chuckle out of that. But you're right. If there's any striking distance now where you're saying, like, all right, if there's any chance to get after the Rams, my goodness, if their quarterback is, you know, 75% for the season starting off the bat, where is he going to wind up by midseason or late in the season? Yeah. This is the time to jump. But it feels like nobody in that division is having good vibes coming into the 2022 season.
No, not at all. Not at all. How can an entire division be down, right? Like, preseason. Like, in season, yeah, we've seen, you know, divisions not be able to live up to expectations. Mm-hmm. How does nobody have actual nice buzz going in? Pete Carroll thinks things are going well, though, so maybe it's them.
Pete loves it. He loves it. Monarchs out there walking up and down the sideline. He's got it. And also, does anybody watch ESPN The Ocho out there? which is on all day today with some ridiculous competitions. Let's see what the best ones are. Come on back with us right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, 20 on the gun here for Moneyline on a Friday afternoon right here on Sirius XM Channel 159. Having some fun getting after it, and I left a nice little teaser in there about the Ocho K-Dub. First of all, do you know what the Ocho actually is?
I mean, it's ESPN 8. I don't know what you mean by that. Like, it's all like wacky sports. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, there's no real Ocho, but it was, you know, brought up in folklore that, you know, ESPN's got eight of them. It's the Ocho, and they just have ridiculous things, which right now I'm watching Cornhole, which has, like, Doug Flutie, Jay Cutler, and a bunch of people. But it's a 24-hour marathon, I want to say. And it has things here which are USA Pickleball Championships, Tiny Meeker's Baddest Bencher on the Planet, the Noblest Bed Races, Franklin Rock River Stone Skipping Competitions, all around, like, the most ridiculous competitions you can think of, which you and your buddy just make something up and it gets on the air. The Red Bull Paper Wings, the Tech Ball World is Curved, the Turf Wars Kickball Invitational. Goes all the way around, man. Surprised we didn't put a team from the grid in here to get on the air.
We're too busy in the heart of a very intense basketball season. Don't have time for it.
By the way, one you would enjoy, though, is the Slippery Stairs. The Slippery Stairs is a good one. That's 7 o'clock tonight. Have you ever seen that before?
No, but I can already definitely figure out what's going down, right? I mean,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Boy, oh boy. So what do you watch? So you're just watching this stuff?
Yeah, I got a couple TVs, so I just flipped it on here because I'm not all that enthralled by
Are you a big Wipeout guy?
No, not at all. Can't stand it.
Mm-mm. What? What do you mean? That seems like right up your alley, though. People just falling on their face.
Yeah, I got no time for that. And whatever Steph Curry's like golf challenges. I mean, you want to talk about horrendous TV? Just let me just break into the TV world. Just put ridiculous stuff on TV as like a sitcom and get paid for it. Some stuff that you find out here where they try to hype you up and you turn on, and it's like, this is ridiculous. Like, you ever even see, you know, growing up, what was the game show? Press Your Luck, which is like, no whammies. You ever seen like, no whammies? Yeah. And a little like goblin comes up on the screen. It was pretty fun when I was a kid because they would play the game for the whole half hour and you'd see like 50 million spins. Now they do like the reboot and it's like a half hour show. Man, it feels like they spin like three times a game because of all the filler in there. I can't take it anymore. I can't. But no, I mean, do you watch Steph Curry's like whatever it's called? I mean, this is ridiculous, TV. How's that make it on there?
No,
how's that even make it on the air?
That doesn't look enticing at all, but under the right settings, an episode of Wipeout, nothing else is doing. People just kind of falling down. But you got to get the good ones going. Like sometimes where it's like, no one's even falling here.
Yeah.
Like you got to get some
Yeah, they
actual
pick people that are supposed to fall. Like, hey, man, hey, look, by the way, you jump on this one, man. Take one for the team. Like just fly like sideways into this barbed wire and just hit the water.
I want people really falling and getting hit. Like that's what the show is for. That's what it's supposed to be.
Now, what do you win? Can you win big prizes? Or
I don't know. I really thought that you were going to be like, yes, I love it.
No way. Why would you think I would like that? Like, I don't even like
people falling on their face
on TV.
Hold on a minute. You're unclear as to why I think you would be entertained by people falling on their face.
Now, if it's live, yes, I get a kick out of it. Like, we go, like, hey, look, we're going to head into the studio. And all right, like, because we did some things where we came in through the, you know, back little door there up on stage at the Super Bowl. We sit in our seat. You take a tumble. That's great TV. But I don't need it for these. I'm just sitting back where you're supposed to tumble.
Is that
the fun is the spontaneously at the tumble. Yeah, like for a Super Bowl, like Steve Smith comes over, hey, bah, 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 and like you stumble in front of him. Like, that's a good one, man. That's a good one right there.
Like my chair just collapsing in the studio. Like, is that
unbelievably funny? Yes.
Yeah, like that's the goal.
That's the wish. Exactly. Like people get a kick out of there. Similar to like, hey, man, where are we going to eat tonight? You know, hey, I'm going to go out to the Cheesecake Factory. You know, double portion. Like, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of humor I like here.
Right,
but I don't like the setup stuff. Like, yes, I need spontaneous humor really makes it go for me. And that's what I
got you. All right. There it is.
Absolutely. That's the way it goes here. By the way, Friday afternoon, there is a Major League Baseball game on. Bottom of the first inning, one out. And the reason that I guess this game is kind of interesting, and I didn't see this yet, And I'm pretty sure they've already come to the plate, or maybe they didn't. Like, Wilson, did he get a standing ovation? Like, did they give, like, Wilson Contreras, like, a standing ovation because he's still there? Like, did they do that?
Did they?
For the Cubs? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did they play at home yesterday or no? Is this, like, their first home game today? I don't even know if they've been home.
With the weather delays, maybe?
Like, I don't even know. Because I remember the big, you know, after the post-All-Star break, not going to be here for a while, and, you know, let's get our hugs in. But is that like if you're the fans, like you love, like, all right, our guy's back. He's going to leave at the, like, does he get hugs again at the end of September? Do we do that again?
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, because there's what? You know what? Do Cubs fans actually think they're going to bring him back? Or do Cubs fans want him back? Like,
That's what I'm saying. Like, did he get the standing ovation when he came back for his first plate appearance post trade deadline back in Chicago?
Now let me ask you this. He was on the World Series winning team, right? Contreras?
Yes. Yeah.
How many guys are left from that team?
I don't think anybody anymore, are they?
Like,
Hap was there, was he?
I don't know if, like, Hap was a part of it. Like,
was it 2017? When did the Cubs
actually? That's my point, is that, like, this just happened, that World Series.
2016, I think it was here, right? Let's see. Champion. Yep, 2016. So we got it right here. So let's go. Cubs World Series 2016 roster. Let's bring that up here. Your boy Ross. So catchers were Wilson Contreras and Miguel Montero. Rizzo, Bryant, Fowler, Hayward. Is Hayward still on the team?
Has to be with that contract.
I think he still is. Yes, I think he still is there. Lester, Arrieta, Aroldis Chapman, Gomes, Kipnis. Yeah, it's probably basically Contreras and Jason Hayward just by default. Not because, like, hey, we had to keep this guy around as a cornerstone. It's nobody wants this contract at this point here.
Like,
Ben,
like,
Zobrist,
Jason...
Albert Almora, Schwarber, Soler.
God. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, is Jason Hayward going to end up like a revered Chicago Cub because he's just going to be there forever? Even though he's been terrible basically the entire contract.
He's going to get his number retired there. Uh-huh. Because he wanted it at this point. Javi, look at that infield. The Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, and Russell. I mean, Addison Russell had a fall from grace also. But
sure,
you take a look at an infield that was supposed to be superb, like dominant here.
Forever.
Fowler, Hayward, Zobrist, Almora Jr., Coughlin, Schwarber. Jorge Soler was there. I tend to forget that. Lester, Arrieta, Hendricks, and Lackey were the starters. And then, obviously, Aroldis Chapman came over from the Yankees. So that's how you do it. If you guys ever want to know, like, how you do something, hey, look, we're not going anywhere. Hey, Aroldis, by the way, we're going to pay you more than anybody else. Get us back a top prospect. We'll see you next year. Like, that was like it should almost be like a bylaw in, like, all sports where if you let the guy go, you can't sign him for at least one full year. But that was a great move by the Yankees. Let me get your best prospect. Who cares how it turned out? And then we're just going to re-sign you anyway in a year that's lost for us. That was sensational.
Now that Nationals team, like Corbin and Strasburg are still there. Like, how many hangovers do they have from their World Series winning roster?
From whose? Like
the Nationals.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Anybody?
Like,
who would be there still?
Corbin and Strasburg are the only two.
Is Doolittle there? Not what I mean. Like, somebody like that? Jeez.
Like, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Steven Strasburg getting a number retired in Washington has to, right?
Like, maybe Wall of Fame, yes. But does he? Let me see if Strasburg sets here. I mean, I know he's a great pitcher, but you look at him as like one of the all, like, you got to be like an all-time great. But then again, you're saying, backed up against the backdrop of the Nationals.
Yes.
They're relatively new, right? So you would have to say he's probably the best
overall. He's the one who won that World Series MVP, or right? Am I wrong in that?
Let me see if it lists it right off the bat here. I don't think it does. Let me go to his Wikipedia page.
Because I don't think it was rent.
Three-time All-Star, 2012, 2016, 2017, World Series champion, 2019, World Series MVP, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So he did win that. But that's like saying, like, for the Philadelphia Phillies, right? Cole Hamels is a great pitcher. World Series MVP as well. They won a World Series, which, again, they're not frequented in, what, they have two in, like, 120 years? But, I don't think he gets his jersey retired. He gets on the Wall of Fame, which is what people do. But he doesn't go up there with, like, the pantheon of, like, Richie Ashburn, Mike Schmidt, right? So I don't know. But I don't know how you deal with that with a team that's so young.
The Nationals don't have any numbers retired, right?
They can't.
Yeah.
Like, so Ryan Zimmerman just retired. Zimmerman didn't get in. Did Zimmerman get retired?
Not that I remember.
You just had a Zimmerman night, right? Hold on here. So let's go. Ryan Zimmerman. That would be the only one, I guess, you possibly
if they retired Ryan Zimmerman, like they might retire Patrick Corp. Now, that's slander, but well, hold on a minute.
Yes,
now.
They did. Yes, they did. I knew it. This guy was a two-time All-Star. They did win the World Series. He won the Gold Glove one time, retired number 11, Washington Nationals.
All right.
Look at that.
Now,
so he's in. Strasburg's in then.
Scherzer's getting his number retired, right?
And Soto too now?
No, I don't think so. Right? I don't think Rendon is. I don't think Harper is. But like, you know, like, don't you want to be able to retire like a number from your World Series champion team?
Like, so I guess it was Zim? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, would you agree Scherzer more, less, or the same amount as likely as Strasburg? I think Scherzer's a shoo-in. World Series champion, multiple Cy Youngs with the team, just like fantastic
but
they every
hold it
year.
Against them. Now he didn't. Granted, he didn't leave the Nationals.
No, he didn't.
He didn't say, "Hey, look at Bryce Harper at the end of it. You guys didn't offer me enough. Phillies did. I'm out of here." Like
right.
He was traded. Like basically, hey, look, you make a lot of money. We need to help our franchise out. You're gone. So they can't hold that against them. But I think if you're right about that, like if I'm looking in the pantheon of Nationals. Because, obviously, if Bryce Harper re-signs with them, he gets his number retired. There's no question about that. But I do look at Scherzer as, like, the ultimate national, even though he's not homegrown. Like, Strasburg, homegrown. You know, like, Bryce Harper, homegrown, right? Juan Soto, homegrown. He wasn't homegrown, but he was, like, the face of the Nationals run for me was Max Scherzer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as much as Harper, I think even while Bryce was there, was Max Scherzer. Because, like, again, Trey Turner's not, Rendon isn't. I just think Strasburg, because I'm going to assume, like, whenever he can, you know, he'll probably have, like, what, 20 healthy starts the rest of his career. He'll probably throw him in a Nationals uniform. Like, he'll finish second all-time in every category to Scherzer in terms of Nationals pitching statistics. I would say Scherzer's a shoe-in, and I would probably bet the yes on Strasburg getting his number retired.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, I would say Soto has no chance.
No. I would say the game plan, if it was Ryan Zimmerman, and also Soto turned down the contract, right? So if they wanted to re-sign him, he wanted more money, he left. Now, granted, he's a great baseball player, only played a few years there, but it is kind of interesting that because the Nationals are fairly new, as we like to say, where they don't have a big background, and Ryan Zimmerman's like, hey, man, we got to retire that guy's number. I mean, let's talk about it. If the Nationals are around for another 100 years, people are like, who's Ryan Zimmerman? What did he do? I don't know. He was a good player. I mean, the guy at 277 average, 284 home runs. Numbers don't stick off the page there at that point, right? Yeah, like, but he was around for, like, the entirety of the organization.
The prereq for having your number retired by an organization is that people debate if you should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, no one's debating Zimmerman belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
Meanwhile,
that's what I always have to say with that. Like, the Hall of Fames, and I know the Hall of Fame election committee for the NFL, they're going to be in full blast this weekend because they're going to put a couple guys in. It never should be an argument on who's a Hall of Famer. You should just say the name and everybody agrees. It never should be like, ooh, that's a good one, that he's close. No. The Hall of Fame is for the best of all time, and it should be a no-doubter. Say their name and they're in. That's the way it's supposed to be. One quick segment before we get out of here on a Friday, right here on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin. Stick with us. We'll send you off into the weekend.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Last segment here, Friday on the grid for Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh here. What we'd like to do now is give out some picks and some excitement for this weekend. I also got an extra shift. DRS is going to be rolling on a Saturday night on the Wheels of Steel. I mean, I'm thinking about busting out, like, you know, disco balls tomorrow night. By the way, what show am I actually on? What's it called? Do you know what it's called?
I mean, In-Game Live. Tonight?
In-Game Live?
Yeah. Oh, but it might have one of those names to it, though, now. They're like Overtime, Prime Time.
Whoa! Superstar Edition? Because I'll be on there.
Probably.
Celebrity host. Oh, you know about
In-game
it.
All right, live with Donnie Wright.
You know what? I do want the graphics made for that. I'm going to be putting a call in here. But I got three games tonight. Hot this week. Chicago White Sox team total over 4.5. I took today to minus 110. Also, you'll like this one. Those Yankees team total over 4.5 at a minus 120 price. And the Padres and the Dodgers both to go over there. Obviously, that's a total. 8.5 at a minus 122. That's where I'm going tonight. Do we have any K props struck tonight? What do we got?
I might bet your Dodgers-Padres total for three reasons. One, if you like it, that means it's good. Two, I'm excited for that game and having a piece of the over sounds like a good time. And three, I have both starting pitchers over their strikeout props. Might work as a pseudo hedge for me here if either of these guys or both of these guys get blown up. I actually have three strikeout props. They all look essentially identical. It's Manaea, Gonsolin, and then Taijuan Walker. All 4.5, minus 130, minus 130, and then Walker is minus 132. So a very similar-looking card for me tonight on a three set of strikeout props.
Now, when the show is over tonight, you're going to relax, get a shower. Will you be DTS this weekend? Is that going to be on the schedule?
I mean, I might have to. I might have to make a move there or something. People are asking, when is Donnie coming to the playoffs is what people want to know.
Tell me, who's what, for the basketball team?
Yeah.
When's it the playoffs? After game four? What is it?
It's coming up.
Who knows? Wildness. We're out of here for the weekend. And also, Sports Grid Entertainment will continue right after this. Make sure you stay tuned. See ya.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.